Hey everybody, here we go again. Banyan's Online Hypnosis Supervision Meetings continues. Alright, our Hypnosis Supervision Meeting program are for grads who subscribe to the online supervision program to improve their hypnosis and hypnotherapy practices. Today we begin a new topic, Volume 21, Phase 5, Parts Mediation Therapy. Today we got to get into this last phase because we're thinking that we're going to put a temporary stop to this program at the end of this month. So if you've got any requests that you have for topics you'd like us to cover before we end the program, the official ending. Now, of course, we may have from time to time special topics, but at this point, I anticipate that we're going to get to the end of this month, maybe just two or three or four meetings for this month, and then we'll have a complete set. So if you have any topic ideas that you would really, really like to see this contained before we wrap it up, please email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com. Let me make a couple announcements first of all. First of all, congratulations to the CFIs. We got new CFIs that will be graduating tomorrow. What an interesting date. 4/5/6, or 04/05/06, however you want to say it. And we're going to have some new CFIs joining the group. That's going to be great. And I also want to mention, had a really fun time last night with Jerry Valley on the Meet the Pros interview on the mall. If you guys want to find out some stuff about why stage hypnotists do what they do, interesting sideline. He talked about how stage hypnotists and hypnotherapists can get free bookings right there on the cruise ship. He has all kinds of neat tips, tricks, and ideas. So I'm glad we had the opportunity to do that. All right, let's roll with our topic then. For most hypnotherapists, the first four phases is all that we will regularly do with our clients. Parts mediation therapy, PMT, is used only in cases where there are significant levels of internal conflict regarding making the change that brought your client in to see you. This conflict is usually caused by what psychologists like to call secondary gain. During our CFI training today, we were talking about this, because we were getting towards the end of talking about five path, and you know what? We got to get that hammered into our head. We don't just routinely do phase five. There has to be good reason. And in this time ahead, I'm going to tell you what those good reasons are and how to handle them. All right. Here are some examples of common secondary gain issues. Number one, in the case of psychogenic pain, an individual may be unwilling or unable to allow the pain to leave because doing so may lead to a loss of monetary benefits, or he or she may have to experience the stress, meaning fear, of going out into the world and having to support himself or herself. So what are we talking about with secondary gain? Secondary gain occurs when there's something in the current circumstances which either reinforces a symptom or behavior but is different from what causes the symptom or behavior.